Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borks from Quito, and today, March 17th, 2020, I'm speaking with Chris Caton, Global Head of Strategy and Analytics at Prologis. We're talking about the impact of COVID-19 on the logistics and warehousing industry. Chris, welcome to the podcast.
Sarah, glad to be here.
So obviously this is a very fluid situation, but as of right now, what do you see as some of the key short-term challenges in the supply chain?
Yeah, indeed, Sarah. There is a lot of fluidity both in the financial markets as well as the economic picture. And so this uncertainty is likely to be a headwind for the economy and for all forms of real estate, logistics real estate included. And as I think about the short term, there are a couple of things to be monitoring. First, as we look at activity in the logistics real estate space, there was really rather good momentum in the first part of the year, in January and early February, really outperforming economic activity. And we've seen resilience in the second part of February and first part of March. And what would cause something like that? Well, I think there are a couple of drivers. First is logistics real estate has really good diversity of customers, including those that really just make city life possible, whether it's food and beverage customers, consumer products, medical supplies. Also, a category that's been an important driver for logistics real estate over the years and increasing the last few years has been the rise of e-commerce, and that certainly has been a category that's been quite strong here. And so we've seen resiliency. As it relates to key challenges for the supply chain, one thing that we're going to see is a real push of product, kind of a delayed push of product through supply chains. There was a little bit less happening in March, and a lot more is going to happen in April. And so when we speak to our customers, what they're really doing is planning for that push of product that's coming through supply chains right now and then over the next few weeks.
And how could the current crisis impact supply chain trends over a longer time period?
Yeah, there are a couple of things that we've seen in other disruptions and volatility, whether we look at the Tohoku earthquake in the earlier part of the last decade in Japan, or if we look at port closures in the West and the United States, both in the early 2000s and in the last decade as well. And I think there are probably three things we should expect over the medium and long term. First, inventory levels likely are going to rise. So supply chains have been built to be very lean and efficient, and that doesn't work in a crisis, and that's not proving to be the revenue maximizing point. And so inventory to sales ratios really had a 30, 40-year downward trend, and that troughed in the last cycle and has begun to creep higher, and I think we should have every expectation that supply chains and our customers will carry higher inventory levels going forward. Second point relates to e-commerce. That has been a category that has been in structural expansion. I don't think anyone debates that there's outsized growth there and that more will get transacted online. What I think the current crisis suggests to me is that the timing of adoption is being accelerated. A wider range of people and a wider range of products are being bought online today than ever before. And also the ultimate level that gets transacted online is likely to rise as well as we reassess what we can and want to get online. Now, the third trend I point to is diversifying manufacturing locations. This relates in part to Industry 4.0 trends, but a wider range of manufacturing locations have been evaluated and I think will increasingly be evaluated going forward. That obviously speaks to Mexico or Central and Eastern Europe, and in particular a place like Poland, are likely to see more manufacturing activity and more related Tier 2, Tier 3 type suppliers. It's important to know that a lot of logistics real estate is really focused at the consumption end of the supply chain, and certainly that's Prologis' focus. So this is a trend that will impact supply chains, but will have a second-order impact on logistics real estate business.
And that goes to my third question about how this does play out for logistics real estate in general and for Prologis in particular.
Yeah, so for logistics real estate, the industry has been in a very strong position with historic low vacancy rates and really strong demand and disciplined supply. So there are a couple of things I think we should watch for. One, first, on the customer side, I think they're going to expect some volatility. I think they're they've had a difficult time securing space and given low historic vacancy rates. And with this disruption in the economy and the potential for a slowdown in demand, there may be an opportunity for customers to secure space. On the investor side, we think they should expect stability. Notwithstanding the broader financial market volatility, we think the investment space is going to recognize the relative beneficial attributes of logistics real estate in terms of the long-term demand drivers you just asked about, against, you know, other categories that have more uncertainty, whether it's telecommuting and office, or whether it's the threat to travel or in-store shopping. We think investors are going to have the potential to look through current volatility and re-rate the logistics real estate space. It's something that's been happening over the last decade. I think it'll continue to happen given some of the structural changes that are likely to come out of all this volatility.
And Chris, finally, there's obviously a lot going on, but are there any other factors you're watching right now?
Yeah, it's too early to tell, but I think something that's been particularly active is development activity. That's kind of normalized over the last year. And this financial market volatility, some of this potential uncertainty on the demand side, also has the potential to curtail development activity. Some projects can take less than a year. A lot of projects can take less than a year. And so the responsiveness of supply to uncertainty and demand is, I think, higher in logistics real estate than other other categories. And so we're watchful for how the development market responds. And that, in turn, may mean that vacancy rates remain a bit lower than would be expected in a shock of demand like of this magnitude.
Great. Chris, thank you so much for bringing us up to date today.
Sarah, it's been my pleasure. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
And to our listeners, if you enjoyed today's podcast, you can subscribe on iTunes. And for more information on REITs and commercial real estate, be sure to visit REIT.com.